A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. I myself feel confident about you, my brothers and sisters, that you yourself are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. Nevertheless, on some points I have written to you rather boldly by way of a reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to boast of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to win obedience from the Gentiles by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and as far as Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the good news of Christ. Thus, I make it my ambition to proclaim the good news, not where Christ has already been named, so that I do not build on someone else's foundation, but, as it is written, those who have never been told of him shall see, and those who have never heard of him shall understand. The word of the Lord. I am calling in this homily right now from the airport in St. Louis on my way to China. For the next 2 months, I'm going to be teaching a course in philosophy at a seminary there and a course in computer usage and website design. Oof, what was I thinking? I think I'm not prepared. But in another way, I am. Because as Paul, who was writing ahead to Romans, knew, God is with me. The Spirit will work through me. And like Paul, I have confidence in the people that I am going, in their goodness, in their knowledge, in their desire to learn what I have to teach. And that the Spirit has already taught them these things, and I just have to remind them. And so I go knowing I'm not ready in one way, but I go with confidence. I go knowing that given my best, God will work through me to make miracles happen. And I say this to you as preachers, fellow workers in the vineyard, all of us trying to spread the good news. People are waiting for that good news. People have an innate goodness and hunger, and they just need to be reminded of it. So feel confident in your own preaching, in your own good works. Take a risk. Say that word that someone wants to hear. God is working through you, and the Holy Spirit is present in them to receive it. Count on that. Amen.